Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Tyler O'Neill opts back in. That means he's going to be in Birdland for two more years. Listen, I know this sounds foolish, but I'll say it because you all know the negative side of it. He gets hurt all the time. But if he stays healthy, this guy can put up big offensive numbers. He's the right-handed power bat that you need. He just can't stay healthy. We know that. But we knew he was going to opt back in. It would be foolish. Who's going to sign him for the money he's making here if he opts out? No one. That's dumb. It would have been career suicide. Smart on Tyler O'Neill. At the same time, Jorge Mateo, he's gone.
Yep. And again,
they lost their track star.
You guys are going to have to find another mediocre player to fall in love with.
Yep.
That's exactly what's going to happen.
He's not mediocre. Ryan Flaherty was mediocre.
What's Mateo? Yeah,
not mediocre.
Is it below or above it? I don't know what you're telling me. Below. Oh, you're going below Flaherty.
I like Mateo. But other people, like I think Bordy said it, they believe he was a really good defensive player.
Yeah, I don't see the same things that they do.
I see what Jeremy sees. Yeah, I got it. I've heard of you guys. I'm just saying. Other people who played the game have said that he's really good. I like him because of his speed, obviously. But they were saying that he was a really good defender.
I remember the year that Urias won the Gold Glove at third base, and people were upset because Jorge wasn't. He wasn't even a finalist. I didn't think he should have been. I don't get it. He's one of the guys, I don't get it with him, man. I don't understand what made people fall so much in love with him. And he was kind of grumpy at the end this past year. So I kind of knew he was gone. He was a little grumpy.
Yeah, he wants to go somewhere where he has another opportunity.
He definitely was, yeah. Yeah, you can see it, just play.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, it goes back to everything that's been said about guys like Jorge Mateo. You can't steal first base. And getting on base, and he's a streaky guy, a little bit of pop in the bat. I mean, when we say streaky, like when he's hot, sir, I understand why people fall in love with
him. For those 2 weeks.
Yeah. And then for the next 6 weeks, you're like, man, I wish we could get those 2 weeks back. I just, when he plays every day, you start to see the faults in his game. He's not an everyday player.
I got into, man, a whole year argument with someone who used to work over there, no longer here, about how I was going to rue the day that I said Jorge Mateo was not that guy. I'm waiting.
Are you still ruing?
I'm waiting.
Does ruing not mean what I think it means?
He is who I thought he was 3 years ago. And this is not me dogging the guy. This is me correcting you all for thinking so highly of him. He's not that dude. He ain't built that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, so many people have tried because he's a tremendous athlete. Jorge Mateo's a tremendous athlete.
Obviously, yeah.
But, you know, I mean, Miguel Cabrera wasn't. Right. Who would you take?
The baseball player. John Kruk.
He wasn't. Yeah, who would you take? Yeah. You know what I mean? The athleticism is great when you can do the other things that are actually baseball things. Tyler O'Neill, if he can stay healthy, good. But that's like saying if Grayson Rodriguez can stay healthy.
Yeah. Man, that's what could be if he could just stay healthy.
Antonio in Rosedale. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Doing well,
kid. How are you?
Yeah, happy Taco Tuesday, guys.
Same to you, man.
Which free agent pitcher should they go with after in the offseason? And you guys have a wonderful day.
Hey, you too. Jeremy, answer the man.
Well, I mean, I think the answer is Framber Valdez.
There you go. I think that's the now they get some bullpen help, but that's the guy.
Yeah, and then the other, I mean, look, as we were looking at some of the names on that list, there were a good bit of players that you could take a peek at here. Dylan Cease is going to be out there. Here, I want to pull this list up to try to go over some of the other names in case you're interested. I already brought up Ranger Suarez when I thought he was Robert Suarez. You do have other bullpen. Edwin Diaz is out there. Who else do we have? Shane Bieber's another one. The Blue Jays let him walk. I'm assuming they're going to pay him, but they got to figure out what they're doing with Bo Bichette.
Yeah, and you don't trade for him like that and then don't repay him, right? Don't pay him, right?
I would assume not, but like Brandon Woodruff, Zach Gallen, Rob's guy, Jack Flaherty.
What are you doing with Zach Eflin? Isn't he a free agent?
Yeah.
He's not healthy, though. You got to wait and see how that rehab goes.
And then the other interesting one on here is Ryan Helsley, who's another closer.
And I heard what you said, and it's not my guy.
What? Who?
Flaherty.
Oh. You just said you liked him. You said he's not
different
mediocre
Flaherty.
Like
different
Flaherty.
You're talking about Jack Flaherty.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to Trey in Joppa. What's up, Trey?
What's up, fellas?
What's up, man?
Appreciate you taking my call. I got a free agency question. It kind of crosses over to different sports, but I'm listening to you guys this morning, and you know, guys in free agency, they choose the location for different reasons. The highest bidder, close to their hometown, big market cities, and baseball, the ballpark size, if you're a pitcher maybe, all them kind of things. Why in football does it seem like big players never get away or they never even get a chance to test the free agent market? I've always wondered if a quarterback that did good on his rookie deal excelled, the team wanted to re-sign him. It just seems like nobody ever says, well, I want to play where it's warm. I want to get into it.
So if you want to talk about it from a football standpoint, it has more to do with the franchise tag.
Yep.
Because if a team can hold you up for a year or two, now, if it goes up 20% in the second year, depending on the position, you really got to think this out. But I think in essence, most teams could keep a guy for 2 years by franchising him. And, you know, these guys want that guaranteed money. They want to go get it. Guys don't want to be franchised on a one-year deal. And I think that happens. And in the NBA, the teams that have you can offer you more money. It's a Larry Bird franchise rule. So they can offer you more money than other teams. That's why sometimes you see a sign and trade instead of just the trade.
And I think the biggest thing, Trey, if you're still there, is baseball doesn't have a salary cap. Baseball doesn't have the same collective bargaining that the NFL has. So, and if you look at the top 25 free agents, you'll see a lot of them aren't on their original teams, not because they got on those teams from being from free agency, but because they were traded. Kyle Tucker traded. What's his name? Dylan Cease traded. Shane Bieber traded. Cody, all these guys were traded to another team because the teams that they were on knew they couldn't afford them before free agency. So that's the biggest difference.
I just think you hear baseball guys voice it, though. Like, we just had one, Corbin Burns. I want to get closer to home. Like, you don't even hear football players voice it. Like, I'm gonna take this thing out to free agency. Y'all can franchise tag.
Suggs went home, though.
I don't want to re-sign here.
Suggs went to Arizona.
He went to Arizona. But also, Trey, in football – you play on Sundays for the most part. You got off Tuesdays. You go to practice. You go home. You can have a regular life. Baseball is a daily grind. So being home is a difference because having your family around you during that daily grind is a lot better. 81 games out of that 162, I'm going home. So that's the biggest difference. Football is a different lifestyle in the sense of you play one game a week for the most part. And everybody's irate when you play two games. You play Sunday and Thursday. Baseball is a daily grind, so being home means a lot more than football would be.
Question. You're a warm weather guy, Rob.
I am definitely.
You were a quarterback. Okay. If you got drafted to Green Bay.
You try to make me sound soft, man. I'm a warm weather guy and I'm a quarterback. I think you're trying to make me sound soft. Like, go ahead.
Would you stay in Green Bay if they drafted you? Yes or no?
If they paid me.
And they, but guess what? Miami will pay you too.
No. No, but it goes back to what Jeremy said.
I don't want to go to Miami.
Go back to what Jeremy said. They're probably franchised me and all that. If I would choose, I would not choose Miami over Green Bay, but I choose L.A. Rams over Green Bay. I choose them. I choose L.A. Chargers over. I ain't going to Miami, man. You can hang that up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.